weirdest things on the screen sometimes. Scotty typed on the screen to me, I'm a flower, you're a bee. Gay, gay, gay. I don't even know what that means. Scotty.
Maybe he learned it from his brother.
I was just going to say, Scotty, if you're a flower, that's your own business. I pass no judgment on you. You can be whatever kind of flower you'd like, Scotty. Blooming gently. It's 503-733-2970. Tim Riley joins us in mere moments at the Ministry of Truth. Let's talk to our good friend Dennis Pitzenbarger, who's at, what are you in? Are you in Maui? Is that where you are?
I actually am in Maui. We're staying at Kihei, and right now we're driving over to Lahaina to have lunch right on the beach.
Well, life is hard, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not. It's, hey, believe me, the props go to the in-law.
Uh-oh.
Well, there you go. There's a little karma.
Wait a minute, I was just going to tell him about your office.
All right. Scotty, if Dennis calls back, you just let him know that we wish him well.
No, it's all right. You can let him on.
Hey, it's okay. No. Tell him we'll talk to him when he gets back.
Oh, you lucked out, Rick Emerson.
You know what? That was the hand of fate coming down there. At the Ministry of Truth. Hey, it's Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
1800 printer cartridges are stolen and sold on eBay. An employee of Epson Portland was arrested by Hillsborough police after he allegedly stole 1800 printer cartridges from the company he worked for and sold them on eBay. They're valued at $35,000. In other news today, a Florida judge has set an additional bond for that crazy astronaut lady.
Where?
Florida. This is a crazy astronaut lady accused of attempted murder. Oops, I guess my pot's not up.
I want to set the bond is...
Black dramatic punch.
On this count is $10,000 plus the GPS monitoring through the court program incorporated state. You are going to need to give the clerk's office a telephone number to reach the victim of shipment. It's also no contact.
Yeah, there's no shipping. That's true. Here's a stern warning for all you iPodders out there. Your iPod could be damaged by Microsoft's new computer operating system.
Ah, really? I'm stunned.
Apple, the long-standing rival of Bill Gates' Microsoft, is urging users not to upgrade their PCs to the Vista system until they come up with a compatible version of the software. You'll ruin the whole thing if you try to do it. So please, don't do it.
Hold on a second.
Scotty, quit typing on the screen, for the love of God.
What's he typing?
I'm trying to type here.
Oh.
And he keeps moving the cursor
is this
around.
Basic stenography, or is
it? All right. So, what is the deal? If you have an iPod and you run Vista,
ruin the whole thing.
Well, whatever. I'm not going to install Vista anyway. No one is.
No.
So there you go.
We don't care.
More people have iPods than will be running Vista. That's the fact.
A new poll shows what Americans think about Oklahoma.
The Zogby poll says 31% of voters who were polled nationwide don't have enough information to make one judgment one way or another about Oklahoma.
Which tells me to a great degree that with not enough information, with not enough opinion formed, that Oklahoma has an opportunity to tell its story.
There is no...
A story anew or from scratch.
One in three say they're not familiar with Oklahoma enough to make a judgment.
That means, you know, there's no predisposition, which some might take... is limiting or negative, but anytime you get to tell your story all over, mold it and shape it, it's a whole lot different.
Is somebody really getting paid to study what people think of Oklahoma?
Yeah. Campaign, because so many people say, I don't like New York.
Is this the musical or the state?
I thought it was the musical.
The state, not the O-K-L-A-H-O-M-A.
What?
O-K-L-A-H-O-M-A, Oklahoma.
No.
Steve and I know a lot about musicals.
I don't know.
I
was baffled by the whole thing. I've never seen the musical myself.
That's not true. Now, I actually, to be fair, I've never seen Oklahoma, but I know that part because Lara's a freak for it. It's like, the number of musicals that I have never seen until I met Lara, the Music Man I'd never seen, the Pajama Game I'd never seen, any of it. I think my musicals were pretty much limited to West Side Story because it was singing gangs. That's pretty much it. So, no, I've managed to escape Oklahoma. No one cares about Oklahoma. Name something good that's come from Oklahoma.
The musical?
No, but from the state.
Oh, from the state?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
And Oklahoma the musical didn't come from the state. No one named Hammerstein comes from Oklahoma. No one with the last name of anything, Steen or Stein, is from Oklahoma. Yeah, there's nothing good from there. Except for Color Me Bad. I think Color Me Bad are from Oklahoma. I only say that so I can say this. Rick, I think I still have the CD Maxi Singles. That's a thing of the past. Maxi Singles for Timmy T, Stevie B, Shy. Is that a group? Shy?
Shy. Yes.
And Color Me Bad, the I Adore Mia Moore Maxi Singles.
I owned that.
Really?
I Adore Mia Moore, I Want to Sex You Up. Oh, yeah.
Scotty, you know,
no.
you know what you have to do. Rick, about the worst song ever, anything by the goddamned effing Hooters. Anytime you need a goofy plastic fake instrument that sounds like a damn kindergarten recorder, you have to know your music's going to be the crap.
I have that cassette.
The Hooters were not bad, actually.
One Hit Wonders.
Robert had, that's not true. They had two hits. They had Day by Day, and they had All You Zombies was the other hit. I really do just sound like a low-rent Don Geronimo sometimes. They had two hits, Tim Riley. Day by Day was, I believe, number 18, and I believe All You Zombies reached number 38 on the United States charts.
What do you consider to be a hit?
Top 40.
Okay.
If it's in Joel Whitburn's Billboard compilation of top 40 singles, it is a hit in Rick Emerson's opinion. Were you thinking of Day by Day? By the Hooters?
Yes.
Day by Day. Not a bad song, kind of a low rent Springsteen. And then they had All You Zombies, which is sort of a creepy song, but a great song. So there's that. And then I think, what's his name from the Hooters? I think the Hooters wrote Girls Just Want to Have Fun for Cyndi Lauper. So there you go.
I had no idea.
By the way, Susan Reynolds wants us to know that a probe, so to speak, has been launched into Janine Garofalo and attempting to get her. By which we mean that a small satellite is in her colon.
We can do one of our award-winning introductions.
She can sit in the teeny other celebrity chair.
Oh, that would be awesome. You can get up there, Rick, forget your name, mumble.
Oh, yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen. Where is she? At the Crystal? Is that where she's doing her comedy show?
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll see. I mean, here's the way that we get guests on this program, is that no one else wants them. That's the thing. When no one else has called dibs or shotgun, when we are the last to call shotgun on a guest, that's how we're able to book them. And I don't say that as, I'm not trying to complain, I'm just saying that is the nature of being this show in this format. Is that, you know, they always go to whatever. Like
this, aside from other CBS stations, there are no live radio people to interview people on the local.
It is true. There are very few local shows to interview. And, I mean, if it's a musician, you know, they're going to go to, you know, whatever, the KUFOs of the world. And that's fine. I'm sort of zen with that. But when all those guys pass, we're able to sort of get we're the pilot fish. We can get the leavings. Here's Tim Riley.
Eminem has patched up his differences with childhood sweetheart Kim Mathers, and they're engaged again. That, according to rapper Akon.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know. I'm just reading it.
That's just ridiculous.
Does he just need material for his music? Is that the thing? I mean,
they finalized their divorce like a week ago.
And won't this be the third marriage?
This will be the third.
Eminem still loves Kim. They have one of those relationships that's off again. He can't live without her.
He's not busy rapping about gang raping her and then hiding her corpse in their swamp
for each other.
Okay. Whatever. You know that they're...
One of them's going to end up dead.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because I know that Eminem is a showman and an entertainer, but I think we can all agree that that's a guy who's a little unstable. I mean, in a very real sense. And she clearly is unstable. She's obviously a drama queen. Yeah, you know that that's going to end with one of them dead, probably him, and the other one in prison, her. That's just the way that that relationship's going to go. And I think he'd be the first one to admit that. No, just tell Dennis we'll talk to you. I feel bad. Just tell him we'll talk to him tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure you feel so bad.
Bam.
We don't want to use up his wandering fees.
I don't want to use up his
Is Dennis on hold? Does Dennis know that you have that you moved into his office?
Dennis has gone away. Thanks for that.
Probably had a luau.
Trying to poison the well there.
I'm not the one who moved all this crap into the basement and ogling his wife's breasts.
I'm not ogling his wife's breasts. It's just hard to find a photo of her where she isn't leaning forward.
Right now, he's probably looking at those hula dancers anyway.
Probably. They told me to take his office. I'm a company man. They told me to take his office. I took his office. I didn't want to take the pictures of his wife and his kid down and stick them in a box, so I left them up. And that woman can't take a photograph where she's not giving you like a big cleavage shot. So it's kind of, it's not me, baby.
She's asking for it.
Well, she's free-spirited. Yeah.
Yes. She's asking for it. All right. Here's Tim Riley.
Women's World News for the ladies. For most women, the choice between sex and a new wardrobe is simple. They go for the clothes. Women on average say they would be willing to give up sex for 15 months for a closet full of beautiful new clothes.
Sarah Dillon?
And 2% already would abstain from sex for 3 years in exchange for some new duds.
No.
Okay, but how many would give up sex for how long for clothing?
2%.
No. What was the first one?
15 months.
But 2% of women would give up...
No.
Should I read this again?
Yes.
Women on average say they would be willing to give up sex for 15 months for a closet full of beautiful new clothes.
So that's a year and 3 months. Mm-hmm. So that would be from now until next May.
With 2% ready to abstain from sex for 3 years in exchange for new duds.
Well, no, that's not going to happen. But that would be from now until next May. But in exchange, let's say you get to replace... You get, how about this, however many items of clothing you currently have, you get that many more.
Mm-hmm.
New.
No.
All right.
I don't need that many clothes.
I'm just saying.
I already have a problem. I don't need double of what I already have.
61% of women polled said it would be worse to lose their favorite article of clothing than give up sex for a month. Some people say clothes make the man, but the right clothes can even replace him, says fashion designer,
if tightly ruined,
Carson Kresley.
You're so messed up.
Come on, that's funny.
The study also suggests that clothes often are better than relationships. The average woman between 18 and 54 years of age was hung up on her favorite article of clothing for 12 and a half years. A year longer, she's held on to her longest relationship.
I'll guarantee you that you have clothes older than any relationship you've had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's not you. That's not just you. That's almost everybody. I mean, I think that's almost everybody has an article of clothing. I have article, and that's a decade. I got articles of clothing I've had for forever. Forever and ever and ever. So, forever, ever. No, it's like that study, there was that study about like 67% of women or something would pick like a massage or something over sex. Or like a bath. They do this story every year. Every year this story comes out.
What Valentine's Day?
Yeah, like what women would choose over sex. It was like how about an hour-long, like sauna bath, or, you know, like a whirlpool bath, or like how about an hour-long massage, or like
Pringles.
A can of Pringles. Get that liquid swallowed, Sarah, before you spit it out. A can of Pringles. An auto sausage.
Almost three-quarters of respondents, or 70%, we're not done with this yet, said they believe that love at first sight when it comes to finding the perfect article of clothing, while only 54% of women
clothing this much?
Were as confident in spotting the right man.
God, I feel like Stanley Tucci. Okay, well, whatever. All right, so there you go. I got nothing. I can't even pick up my own clothing, so Sarah's got to do my work for me.
I'm not done yet.
Okay.
This is like one of those magazine-type formats, AM magazine or whatever.
Page 5!
Nearly half of the women, or 48%, taking part in the survey by consumer products giant Unilever, say their favorite article of clothing was more reliable than their man in giving them confidence and making them feel sexy.
Sarah, would you say that your favorite article of clothing is more reliable than a man in giving you confidence and making you feel good about yourself?
I feel like you're pitching me a joke that I'm not getting.
I'm not. I'm just asking.
No, that's a retarded question.
Okay.
It's like being on The View.
I was thinking of something specific, but never mind. It's probably in...
Say what you want to.
No. We were having a coded conversation just there, but it turns out only one of us was in on the code.
Oh.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Are we done with that?
I think we're done.
Are we ready to move on?
No, nothing big. I was just referencing something. That was just a little between the lines talk, but it didn't carry.
Darn it.
Don't worry about it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Mark Foley scandal, which last fall threatened to kill the Congressional Page program, has had the opposite effect. Interest from teenagers in the program has skyrocketed. Congressional officials attribute the increase to the old adage, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Whatever the reason, it is now clear that the national uproar over Foley's sexual explicit emails, which led to the Florida congressman's resignation and downfall, has hardly chilled the ambitions of young men who want to work on Capitol Hill.
And be molested.
Since then, there's been more interest from the general public. Well, they can't go to church anymore. They're all closing down. There's been more interest from the general public calling for it, and there's been more interest from members of how to nominate someone for the program.
I've made my share of inappropriate comments about this kind of story today. I'm not going to say anything about this. Except that, Rick, Janine Garofalo and Hillary Clinton have exactly the same voice, if you ever noticed this. Let's see, what else do we have? Rick. Now, people just sent me all these Hillary Clinton clips. Let's see. Rick, the parents of Thora Birch are/were adult film stars in the 70s. I can get you proof if you want it. I love the internet. That's from somebody or other. Well, that would explain
a lot. That's bizarre.
Yeah. What time is it? It's 22? All right, so I should play this LL Cool J thing. We'll break. We'll come back with more of Tim, and then Scotty J will give his top five songs to which he gets down and makes love.
That sounds wonderful.
All right, so here, this song, I Need Love, is from... What album is it from? It's from Bigger and Deffer, I think. Sarah, see, this is one of those things that makes me feel old. And Lo, you're out there listening. This is like a weird time travel thing. Because Lo, it's Tuesday, but you'll be listening to this Wednesday, I believe. So this is one of those things that will make me feel old. And it may make... man, I don't know. The world of rap is so weird because everybody sort of gives credit and props to the old school, but I don't really know a lot of people who sit around and listen to old school rap. Like, I don't know a lot of people that just sit around and listen to a lot of, like, you know, EPMD records or something. I'm going to go home and just listen to my X-Clan albums all day. Like, I don't know a lot of people that do that. But Sarah was saying that... You, how do I put this? That you don't remember a time when you don't remember LL Cool J ever being cool.
Mm-mm.
You just remember him being lame.
I just remember him just being cheesy and unattractive.
That's
and singing like horrible songs like the one you're about to play.
See, and that's the thing is because I think when Lo was on the show, didn't he say LL Cool J was like the second? He did his top five. Wasn't LL Cool J like the second greatest rapper or something of all time on his list? And so I know that this is going to hurt his soul in advance. So I'm apologizing in advance. But here's the thing, LL Cool J, there was this time when he was great. He was great. He had this record called Radio. LL Cool J had a platinum record before he was even 16. He was still in high school. He was a sophomore in high school when he had a platinum record. And then he had a record that was even bigger. It was called Bigger and Deffer. And then he kind of fell off, and then he had the big comeback with Mama Said Knock You Out. And then he became lame, and everything he did after that was terrible. With the exception of the song, God, what was that lead single off 14 Shots to the Dome? Well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, the point is that LL Cool J was, he was the first in a lot of ways with his music, and he was the first person to do a rap ballad. Listen to how Shameless. Now, pretend, Sarah, that you are not you. Pretend that you are a youth of whatever culture and background in, like, 1985, I think, is when this came out, 1986. That you are some girl who already kind of thinks, because LL Cool J was, he was an attractive man probably still, but he was not only young and attractive, and he was cute. He had a cuteness that he doesn't have now. And he was fantastically successful, and he was rich, and he was famous. And he was a rapper, which at that time had, you know, there was still like a lot of novelty value to that as well. So he was, girls loved him in a big way. Imagine that you're just some fat, horny, desperate, suburban teenage girl, though, and you hear this song. Listen to how manipulative this song is. This is I Need Love by LL Cool J. Oh, and they, I just got to say, they alternate back and forth between shots of like thousands of girls mobbing his tour bus and mobbing him as he's trying to get to the stage, and then him sitting in, yes, being sad and pensive alone in his hotel room.
Well, man.
Because he hasn't found that one special lady.
There at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. Say I want, giggling about the game. I play with many hearts, and I'm not saying her name. Then the thought occurs, she drops me, my eyes burn. Because I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm in the vision of the Lord. You're playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true. Holding in my laugh as I say that I love you. Saying no more, kissing you.
And there's a lot of shots here of like, there's a lot of shots of him sitting on the edge of his hotel bed, just looking down at the floor, being sad. I'm going to skip ahead to the spoken word section of the day, which is truly terrible. I need love. Let's see here.
I love you.
And then he just stares at the camera for the rest of the video. He just gives, like, the big puppy dog look at the camera for, like, 35 seconds. And then goes down and gets laid more than anyone on Earth. All right, there you go. That's LL Cool J, I Need Love. The only good thing about this song is that Luca Bloom did a good cover of it later. That's the sole good thing about that.
Love All right. Break.
It's 503-733-2970. All right. We'll break. We'll come back here with Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth, and Scotty J's top five songs to get down and make love. Like us at 3, Don and Mike at 7. Say there's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Challenge State Radio. Don't go anywhere. Gumby haircut, does he?
What's the...
Many of the urban youth at that time had the Gumby.
What's that?
You know, where it's like a flat top, but it's slanted.
That's what it is.
It's like an eraser head, but it's sort of like you've used the eraser a lot, but only at an angle. Does he have the lines cut on the side, too?
No, it's all, like, shaved on the side. It's, like, a little closer cut, and then he has the big
hair. Is it like Bobby Brown's hair on the cover of the Don't Be Cruel record? Do you know that?
A little bigger. He's wearing a nice white shirt with suspenders.
Yeah, big hair was not just a white man's phenomenon. I forgot how much this sounds like Michael Jackson. Wait, listen how much reverb there is. I'll take hack production work to cover a thin vocal line for $1,000. That's what you did before the days of auto-tune. You just reverbed the hell out of everything.
And there's
no change. It doesn't really ever build. It's just this one melody line over and over again. Yeah, this is a number one single. And it's because of this that we had Timmy T. This is really like a poor man's Lionel Richie. That's what this is. It's not even Michael Jackson. This is a poor, you know, say you say me. That's totally what this is. Or hello. Hello.
Best video ever.
For hello?
Yeah.
No.
Were the blind girls like sculpting his
Oh,
head?
Come on. You're kidding me. Why would a blind girl be sculpting Lionel Richie's head? How would she know what he looks like?
No, he's in love with a blind art student. And then she makes this big sculpture of Lionel Richie's head.
You're effing with me.
I am not. It is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Because she's blind?
Because, no, there's a big clay sculpture of Lionel Richie's head. Because she does it from touching him because they just
love each other. Come on! You're making that up.
I am not.
We're going... Okay, you're going to show me that later. Ladies and gentlemen, at the Ministry of Truth, here's Tim Goddamn Riley.
Why do we have to talk?
Okay, let's just use this. Here's Tim Riley.
I feel unworthy to top over this song. Shit, that fellow wearing the coonskin cap playing the piano with the song.
What?
It looks like he's wearing a coonskin cap.
From the Ministry of Truth.
CBB? Oh, does he have a tail? Tell me he has a tail.
It's a very bad haircut.
Oh, that's bad. The tail was a bad... That's a thing that existed for about 3 years. Like that. And you're right, it's totally a Fess Parker thing. The big hair and then like the little... My friend. I didn't want to say his name. Say it. No. Well, because it's not just one. This is a thing, and this is a thing that totally crossed ethnic lines, too. The idea where guys had, where it's like, I don't know if it's called a rat tail, but it literally was just like this one strip of hair down. It's like if you had a mullet, and then they cut all of it except for like one little piece in the middle of the back of your head that went like a foot down. I don't know why we all thought that was a good idea. Here's Tim Riley.
Let's talk about the crazy astronaut lady, shall we? A judge in Orlando, Florida, has ordered an astronaut accused of premeditated attempted murder to be released on a total of $25,500 bail. Today's hearing centered on the weight of the charges and whether Lisa Marie Nowak, could be allowed to be free on bail at all. The prosecution argued strongly that Nowak should be kept behind bars pending her trial. Is my pot up?
For the court, for the attempted first-degree murder with a deadly weapon, which is a life felony, which is punishable by life, and therefore would have a no-bond status.
Nowak's accused of trying to kill a love rival, Colleen Shipman. Nowak allegedly drove 950 miles wearing a diaper from Houston to Orlando to confront Shipman. Police say Nowak was armed with a knife, a steel mallet, a BB gun, pepper spray, when she confronted Shipman at the Orlando airport parking lot.
You know, the creepy thing is, don't these astronauts have to go through psychological testing and whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because she was on the space station. She was in outer space.
With a bunch of Russians.
Yeah. I mean, that's where she learned this barbaric behavior.
I think so. Nowak allegedly sprayed Shipman with pepper spray before the victim escaped. In addition to being an astronaut, she was also a captain in the Navy. Shipman, the alleged other woman, is the captain in the Air Force. Both reportedly were competing for the affection of a male astronaut who's a graduate of Oregon State University.
You know, that's got to kind of feel good as the guy, though. You know, a woman's willing to wear a diaper for 1,000 miles and spray somebody else in the face.
And she has three kids.
And she has... Well, that's maybe less interesting.
The kids went diaperless, probably.
Mommy needs your diapers.
Lisa Nowak's attorney says she has no place to hide.
This mistake has caused great notoriety, in addition to the some measure of fame which she enjoyed before this mistake. And so this isn't a person that can go anywhere and hide. She's no flight risk.
She can fly to the space station, can't she?
I was just
going to
say, I wonder if that pun was intentional.
Nowak must wear a GPS device.
They can set that device such that in the event that the defendant even comes into the state of Florida, that the device automatically telephones Ms. Shipman so that Ms. Shipman will know that the defendant is in the state of Florida.
Like, well, that's more dangerous than anyone else living there.
Seriously, but that's got to be creepy if, like, there's a special phone number that is said that it only rings when somebody's coming to kill you. That's got to be a phone you don't want to see ring. Hey, we should thank take a moment to talk about this exciting new coffee system that they've installed in the office for.
Yes.
It's delightful.
So good.
Our good friend Teresa DeWalt made that happen.
She
hooked us up with the good coffee. I don't mean to knock the coffee that was here before.
You.
It was just not up to the standards that the Rick Emerson Show has come to expect.
It was good enough for commoners, but we're not commoners.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Tim Riley. And so the guy from World Cup is in there, and he's installed the coffee. We are now trying our inaugural brew of this new coffee.
It meets with our satisfaction.
Scotty J, if you could please enter the studio here. We'll do a couple more, and then we'll roll the top five. Scotty J to the studio, please.
I guess we wait in real time.
No, you can continue with the news now while he's walking down the hall.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't I do that then?
Okay.
This comes to us from Washington State. That's our suburb to the north. An initiative filed by proponents of same-sex marriage would require heterosexual couples to have children within 3 years or else have their marriage annulled. Initiative 957 was filed by the Washington Defense of Marriage Alliance.
Fantastic.
The group was formed last summer after the state Supreme Court upheld Washington's ban on same-sex marriage. Under the initiative, the marriage will be limited to men and women who are able to have children. Couples would be required to prove that they can have children in order to get a marriage license.
You'd be required to breed.
Right.
Fantastic.
Huh?
Excellent.
As most people who vote do.
Well, that's the apparently. Well, that's the whole thing. Well, seriously, if that's going to be the leg that those idiots always stand on to try to defend the sanctity of heterosexual marriage is that it's for children, then yeah, they're damn straight. You know, if you don't have any kids, then you surrender the license. Fantastic.
And out of the suburbs you go.
They'll charge you right
there. You go. You
kick your ass right
out. You live in a city where people don't necessarily look like you.
Well, there isn't an Olive Garden to be found from miles around, friend. All right, ladies and gentlemen, safe street. Are all but a memory. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson studio our good friend Scotty J.
Hello.
All right. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good.
All right. Shall we roll today's top five?
I guess. It goes right along with your show today.
Five. Thank you. 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Counting is marvelous, counting is the best thing to do. Counting is happiness, counting is ecstasy, I love to count, don't you?
Jim Riley will be counting down these Scotty J's top five songs to which he gets down and makes love.
Ready? At number six, honorable mention Barry White.
I'm going to love you just a little
really?
Bit more,
are you
baby.
Serious? Okay, yeah. Hold on. Let me make sure.
Oh, yeah. Scotty?
Oh, my God. Scotty is dancing.
It's not really a dance as much as it's... Oh, God.
Twice an honorable mention.
Scotty.
These songs fit with your show, trust me. For today, anyway.
The idea of you just sort of nude and slathered with some sort of oil.
I'm telling you, I normally have CNN on. I'm watching the news. You know, married for a while.
Will Flitzer. Yeah. I think I'm actually suffering a gag reflex over here. So, as we go through now, Scotty.
Yeah.
Are these? Stop! Don't talk in that voice. Are these? Is this your objective assessment of the top five songs for lovemaking in general, or in your personal life?
A little of both. I mean, I think these songs would do well for many a male out there.
Really?
Well, if you look at when these came out, these would have been Scotty's formative years of lovemaking.
Yeah, because I can't really see...
Hey, the number one song is
If only
but
there was
hit.
Someone there to share it with him. I just can't picture...
I don't see Scotty's feeling all confident, but really, you know, he just sleeps against the pillow wall every night.
That's what I'm saying. I can't really picture, because, Scotty, you're of a different generation than some of us. I can't imagine Sarah or any of her friends going over to a swank man's lover pad. Like, I can't, like, let's pick somebody. Kiki. Or, you know, whoever. One of your friends. Lisa just walking in there and the you know, the...
Oh, Lisa and Jaleson with all the time.
Really?
No.
Okay, then, no, because...
Yeah, but this particular song...
Can you turn this up a little bit? Hello, Kiki. Welcome to my... If you knew Kiki, you'd know why this is hilarious. But it's just, she's, you know, from the same demographic as Sarah. Kiki.
If I was really, really, really drunk,
see?
This might be mildly amusing.
And if you knew it was a joke,
yeah.
Kiki, I'm here to make sweet love to you. And then, like, it's this. Well, this might go back a couple decades or so.
But I can
the honorable mention. Oh, no, not me. It's just an honorable mention. He had to be mentioned. He can only name so many songs.
All right. It's just, yeah. I think maybe if you're a 40-something person. If you're Kiki's mom. Kiki's mom has got it going on. If you're Kiki's mom, perhaps you'll find this exciting. All right, let's begin, shall we?
At number five, Dan Fogelberg.
Dan Fogelberg,
hard to
really?
Say. But I prefer leader of the band, myself.
This is a little bit sappy.
Sarah, tonight is so special. I put some low and brow on ice. Then we're going to watch Charlie's Angels.
I put some black velvet in the fridge.
I'm wearing some Brute.
I can see Scotty huskily unbuttoning.
Out comes the chest hair.
A plaid workman's shirt.
you can hear the crackle of that polyester.
My work shirt. It says Arnie on it.
His flannel checkered work shirt.
No.
The yellow dress pants.
The fact that you said huskily.
Yellow.
And again, it's one of those phrases, I don't even know what that means, but I know exactly what it means.
Beefy.
Stop. Why are you saying that?
Huskily.
And this is totally like in the, Silver Eagle Records presents, like, Greatest Love Songs. And this is where it's like, it's the close-up on the champagne glasses clinking in the fire, and then they pull back, and there's Scotty and Mrs. J.
There's a silhouette of them against the fireplace, kissing and clinking.
Oh. Scotty with a black eyeliner.
Now, where does that fit in?
From the 80s, if you know. Go back.
Okay.
These are Scotty J's top five lovemaking anthems. The Bee Gees, and How Deep Is Your Love?
For the love of God. I told you this fit in with today's show totally. So do you guys...
I feel like I have to do... I have to get some alternate version of this list put together just to cleanse everybody's brain.
Yeah. So is your sweet lovemaking list grunge music or heavy metal? Just...
Who were you talking to?
You guys, both of you.
Either one. Yeah, between. There's just this real
crap. Yes, Scotty. I make sure I always make love to grunge.
Well?
Who are you?
Do you know there are other kinds of music, right, Scotty?
Right, but out of the thousands of songs out there...
Yeah, I can't make love unless there's some mud honey on
the background. You can only pick so many songs, right? So...
These are time-tested.
Yeah, these are classics.
How deep is your love?
Yeah, I'm aware. Okay.
Too bad you're not adding the Wikipedia history to all this. There's some good stuff there, but...
You got it in your hand, pal.
We'll save that for Christmas
Day. Anytime you like.
I'd rather have Tim throw that in.
That's okay. Really, what else is there to say? We just let the music do the talking.
You betcha.
you're damn skippy. That's a thing that no one says anymore.
Let's move ahead.
Someone Joey. All right, these are Scotty J's top five lovemaking ads. Tell Kiki I'm sorry for invoking her name while talking about Barry White and Dan Fogelberg. Made me feel icky.
And bringing her mom into all this.
And for the top five
And for bringing
songs.
Her mom. Even I feel icky about that whole thing. All right.
Scotty's favorites for making sweet, sweet love. At number three, it's The Outfield for You.
The Outfield? Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
1985 is the year for this song.
Yeah, I actually like The Outfield a lot.
Is this when you're making love in the bow of a speedboat? While Don Johnson is like hunting.
Like Duran Duran.
Yeah, like.
And there's a helicopter tracking you across the ocean.
The Rio video.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my God.
It's when you're anchored off an island.
Pull out the old Don Johnson outfit for this one.
I can pull out the old Don Johnson. Let me drop the blind.
Honey, would you like to see my Don Johnson?
Pull out the old Don Johnson. I can corral the tadpole when need be.
I'm seeing a whole montage of Scotty on a date.
Totally.
Oh, you
see him with the ship's wheel and the fan blowing his hair?
Totally. And then, like, walking arm-in-arm in the boardwalk with a stuffed animal they've just won on the midway.
And I had
with
enough.
With a Ferris wheel turning in the background. Wheel. Yeah.
I had enough money left in my pocket for a case of black velvet. Trying to be relatable here.
Well, because who can't identify with that?
Alrighty, let's move along here.
These are Scotty J's top five lovemaking anthems to make you sweet, sweet love.
At number two, Casey and the Sunshine Band is gonna wreck your baby tonight.
Nice.
Even I think these songs are funny.
How many of these songs, Scotty, have you actually made love to?
You could dance to this in the pale moonlight, whatever they said in that Batman movie.
Rick, ask your question.
So how many of these songs, Scotty, have you actually made sweet love to?
Maybe two of them.
Oh, that's a lie. This sounds like Come On, Eileen.
This doesn't sound sweet.
Do you know this song?
Yeah, really. Woman, take me in your arms and rock the baby.
That's right. Woman, take me in your
and
arms.
Rock me, baby.
Rock the baby.
Woman, take
rock
me.
The baby.
A woman,
rock the baby.
Rock the baby.
We got a theme here. We got rock
okay.
Your baby. And
wait, hold on. No song in which you are addressing the woman as woman.
Does it have lyrics?
Yeah, I don't know why this version.
This is not the right version.
It must be the karaoke version.
Honey, let's get on to a hot karaoke track. We'll supply the soundtrack with...
Because right here he goes, we'll make love! That's what he does there. Right? Why is it missing from the song? I don't know.
Anyone looking at me?
I don't know.
I'm feeling a little...
You know, when I put this down on paper, it looked like a good idea.
It's better than we thought it was. Oh, it's a great idea. Trust me. Trust me. I believe I speak for everyone when I say this is a fantastic idea. Yeah, I'm not going to do my own version of this list either. We're just going to forget that this whole idea occurred. All right.
Wait, the top five songs of all time.
Yeah, top five lovemaking anthems.
Making sweet, sweet love.
And now, last but not least, at number two,
from Seal, it's called Past Changes.
Seal?
It's number one, actually.
Number one.
No, I do pick Seal as number one.
Seal?
This guy's great for...
Wait, hold on. This is a total Ren Faire music. Listen to this. Hold on. You can hear him prancing along in, like, a bad satin and singing M'lady.
This guy's great for after hours. That's for sure.
What does that mean?
You know, when the bar is closed down.
Back to your car.
Behind a dumpster.
Champagne's opening.
Rest stop. Crouching behind some shrubs by a Peterbilt truck.
I'd come across the reason why you're gone.
Actually, I like Seal a lot. He's got a ton of good songs.
Do you lip sync while you look at her?
Yeah, right. The Adam's apple goes,
you remind me of seals.
You remind me of a seal.
Seal is actually his first name.
Now I'd like to seal it with a kiss. That's horrible.
I'm here to seal the deal.
Next one, Tim. See, we know how to turn something bad into something good.
I was just thinking that. You don't know how true it is. Your mouth to God's ear.
This is a good song. Now, give this one a shot. This, out of all those songs, this one you can, you know.
I think, yes. I don't think it's a generational thing. I think there's just a...
Seal is our generation.
I think that's what I'm saying.
Generation.
I think we're just different people, Scotty.
Oh, I know that. It's okay. Not so bad.
No, I didn't say that.
Bad. It's one might think.
No, I could think of lots of things that are worse. Here
we are.
Okay. Let's break.
So this will be played into the early morning hours.
Same song over and over.
Kiss from a Rose.
Yeah, that one's overplayed.
The newspaper should be here in a few minutes, though.
So for breakfast, should I call you or nudge you?
I got some frozen waffles I can whip up in a jiffy.
I'll call you.
You like an egg on me.
I've got some Bosco in the fridge.
Take a break. We'll come back. Love her, sweet God. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, somebody sent me a photo of what CBB or what Timmy T looks like now.
Is it bad?
Yeah, you don't know.
I kind of picture him looking like Uncle Cracker.
He totally does. No, that's exactly what he looks like. Have you heard the new Uncle Cracker song? We'll get that. Ken, hello. Hello, Ken. Ken? Ken?
We have this weird thing, for the music that was back from the cell phone.
503-733-2970. Scotty, let me... I have forgotten. We have to give away these Monster Jam tickets. Well, not have to. We get to. I just forgot to do it earlier. So I'll tell you what, Scotty, because I'm lame... Yeah, I called you, but don't bother coming down now. What we'll do is we'll take this. Am I taking whoever's on line two here? This call right here? It just apparently not. Okay. We're going to take caller number five here. We got a pair of tickets to see Monster Jam happening February 9th, 10th, 11th. Of this month at the Rose Garden. Tickets on sale now. U.S. HRA monster trucks, including the Gravedigger, Bulldozer, Maniac, Jurassic Attack, the Patriot, Tropical Thunder, Bimart, and Obsession. Pick the one that doesn't belong there. Bimart. Bulldozer, Gravedigger, Bimart, the Patriot. Trucks are subject to change without notice. Showtime's Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 p.m. You can find out more at rosegarden.com. So there you go. The Monster Jam, which happens this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, February 9th, 10th, and 11th. Team latest Harley-Davidson, brought to you by series sponsors Advanced Auto Parts and Ford Trucks Monster Jam. So there you go. So we will take caller five for that at 503-733-2970. Don't let me forget also, Scotty, come on. I got to give away another one of those. I got to give away more of the penguin things. The farce.
The penguin porn?
The farce. Yes, the farce of the penguin porn. The farce of the penguins. I got to give away that tomorrow. Let's see here. Rick, let's see. Good to see that you've turned into Jules Winfield, except not cool and black. Did I really hear you talking about how your wife is a vegan, which kind of makes you a vegan? You sound a lot like Sam Jackson in Pulp Fiction. It's true. This is from Aaron. He says, it could be worse. My wife and your wife could start hanging out. Hell, they already go knitting together. No, it's true. I haven't even talked about that. I got to do the bowling thing again tonight. So, let's see. Where the hell did I put this? Scotty J's top five. Rick, pleased to be playing something, anything, to be getting the image of Scotty J rolling around nude on a waterbed out of my head. Please, for the love of God, I can't take it anymore. I need to go sponge this out of my brain right now.
Scotty J kind of seems like he would have been a man whore in his time, doesn't he?
Why would you say that?
He's a smarmy KJ. You can just see because he has that attitude. Not all KJs are like that, but Scotty J totally has that vibe.
Well, you know that that's a guy who totally, whatever one wants to say about Scotty, you know that he doesn't lack confidence. That's the thing is, you know that Scotty looks in the mirror and is like, you are Scotty J.
Good morning.
You are a love machine. You got what the sweet ladies want. Rick, good God, where the heck was Luther Vandross? Worst top five that has ever come out of the airwaves. The ultimate number one song for this top five rundown should have been, and then it's Bob Dylan. Lay, lady, lay. Send Scotty J off to visit with your shrink, blah, blah, blah.
I'm surprised there wasn't some Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You.
Oh, see, that's another one. See, you can't have songs like that, but the ones that are too, that are so on the nose like that. Those are the ones, and
the subtle, creepy ones.
I was thinking about doing my own version of this, but I'm not going to worry about it. Rick. Bad. I've been spending every day stuck in Vancouver. Worse. I just had to go shopping at the Vancouver Winco. Worser. I had just listened to you play that Heart song, so the phrase, we made love, love like strangers, was ringing through my head the whole time I was at Winco. And that really is the best place, by the way, for that line to be going through your head, because there's all kinds of big women there in white stretch pants. He says, what? What am I doing?
Okay, take your pen.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Okay.
About the intelligent design view on wisdom teeth. It's handy to have some spare teeth in your head because for most of human history, man didn't really take great care of his teeth, so they'd rot, die, and fall out, leaving room for the wisdom teeth. Let's hear it for God. By the way, are you really making me listen to music that Scotty J humps to? How have I angered you? Why are you doing this to me? About Lionel Richie's Hello. Hello was my senior prom song. See, now I gotta...
Go to my blog. I posted it for you.
The video for it?
No, I posted a still of the head.
Wait, hold on. I'll do that right now, and then we'll talk to Chris, and then we got to make way for Lycus. Hold on a second. Boom, boom. Love like strangers.
Oh, no.
It's going to be stuck in my head all day. All night long, we made love. Oh, that's hilarious. Fantastic. Excellent.
It's the creepiest video, too, because he's stalking a blind girl.
Well, I wouldn't.
But she's in love with him, too.
Okay.
Very magical.
Let's see here. Let me welcome now to the Rick Emerson.
A postman is the person in your neighborhood.
A good friend, mailman Chris Alosha.
Hey, hey.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Well, not too much. I got off work early.
Fantastic.
Yes, it is.
All right, please tell me, did you hear the Scotty J top five?
I most certainly did, unfortunately.
Please tell me what kind of visuals were going through your head during the counting down of said top five.
I really, really don't want to say.
Yeah, see? And we all got the kind of same images. It was a lot of bearskin rugs and fireplaces and a lot of, just a lot of gold and, like, groomed chest hair that someone had actually stood in front of a mirror and brushed.
Scotty having, like, close-cropped, like, full-body chest hair.
Totally.
Or full frontal.
Literally brushing it, though, with a comb, like, fluffing it up. Fluffing it up
and
so
winking at himself in the mirror
while wearing a Speedo. Just sort of
repeating the lines that Buffalo Bill says to himself in the mirror.
I know, me. Totally fluffing up the chest hair so it can be a nice pillow for whatever lady friend comes home that night. So, all right.
The J stands for gigolo.
Well, okay. All right.
You gave away the Monster Jam tickets there?
I did, although I failed to give away the Penguin DVD.
You didn't give away the Penguin DVD. We did not get the double Geek Watch.
No, that's true.
Got everything else.
All right, so I'm at what? So I'm at two?
You're at two.
All right, now what's that?
No, excuse me. You were at one yesterday, so you're at three today.
All right, fantastic. Excellent. So I am at three today, and we got Dennis. I mean, technically speaking, we got Dennis Pitzenberger, even though it was only there for like 10 seconds.
I did count it because it was not his problem, not a YP.
That's what I'm saying. That's a DP. All right, excellent. All right, thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you. Hey, by the way, Scotty will like this one. The girls that are giving up sex for 15 months, are they just getting married?
All right, thank you. Mailman Chris, ladies and gentlemen. Fantastic. Looks like fun, doesn't it, Sarah?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We want to thank CNN Radio correspondents Jim Roop and Lisa Goddard. Well, tomorrow we'll talk to Dennis Pitzenbarger on this very fine radio program. Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. In the newsroom, it's Tim Riley. Our PA is Scotty J. And, of course, the gatekeeper, Dave Zinn. Our thanks to Carol Bank and Teresa Daywalt for helping obtain better coffee for us and so forth. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Make a note of it. We are back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Like us next. Don and Mike at 7. John and Jeff at 11. As always, thank you for listening. Be safe. Don't let the bastards grind you down. See y'all tomorrow. Bye.